and the footstool and Saturn. Oh, I wonder, will you call it a draft or an elixir, since from contact with it so many splendors arise?
Yeah, this is my problem. Mm. I know it's a droplet of the beauty and goodness there. Okay, and that's it? No, this droplet is like elixir, which will revive the life. This is the most important stuff in the universe. So what, the volume is small, it's a droplet. But that droplet, I'm sorry, I call it droplet, but this is the most beautiful and worthy jewel of the existence. Yes.
Earnestly seek contact with it, O accomplished man. None shall touch it except the purified.
That is the trick, is it? You know what? Be serious. Seriously, look for this stuff. But this stuff, the stupid people, they cannot even touch. You have to be clean. Why? Because a part of me is the animal. With the animal attitude, I have to clean that up. Then I will get the heart. Yes.
One draft on gold and rubies and pearls. One draft on wine and dessert and fruits. One draft on the faces of the charming fair. How marvelous must be that pure wine. Inasmuch as you rub your tongue on this, how will you be when you taste it without the clay?
This is the filthy stuff that you lick. I told you that. In that time, they will lick the wall, the dirt, and that kind of stuff because of the smell when they are pregnant and all that. You know, you will say, okay, you will lick this filthy stuff. What will happen if you could lick the pure water in it? You could let go of the dirty stuff, the earth one, and touch the essence. Yes?
When at the hour of death that pure draft is separated from the bodily clod by dying, you quickly bury that which remains, since it had been made such an ugly thing by that separation.
Let's talk about your physical existence. So this physical existence of you, this body you have, if that droplet of life will go away, what is the rest? Cadaver. And you just put it under the earth, because if not, it goes rotten and it smells awful and all that. That's what it is. That's a part of me. That's my physical existence. Yes.
When the spirit displays its beauty without this carcass, I cannot express the loveliness of that union.
So how could I explain to you? When that essence will show off without this, is not explainable. It's like you could explain to me the essence of spirituality of Rumi. Is here. We could touch it. We try to taste it and all of that. His physical existence, finished. This is the difference. This is what we should understand, that you are more than your animal. It's in you. It's invisible, yes. It's unexplainable, of course. And you don't know what to do with it, of course, because you haven't learned. You just love some infections in here, and you don't know why. Do you know why you love to live? No. All are because of that. When you learn to really taste it, then you will get it. Yes.
When the moon displays its radiance without this cloud, It is impossible to describe that glory and majesty. How delightful is that kitchen full of honey and sugar, of which these monarchs are the platter liquors. How delightful is that stack in the spiritual field, of which every stack is the gleaner. How delightful is the sea of painless life, of which the seven seas are a dewdrop. When the cupbearer of Alast poured a draught upon this nitrous abject earth, the earth seethed, and we could come from that seething. Pour another draught, for we are do not aspire.
Yeah. Okay, and what's the subject? What is he talking about? Suddenly, he stopped. Why? Because this is it. This is the end of the conversation. We started with a birdie, and it is going to finish, right? And he explained that what is this greed in you? How boring it is. But when you look inside, you see this. Because you didn't clean it up. Dig more. Then you will understand the essence, right? So at the end, okay, let me talk about that essence. How beautiful it is. If you will transform, if you will understand, and if you start to read that beautiful tablet in you, then it will be like what? It will be like the moon in the sky with no clouds at all. It will be like a kitchen which all the kings will try to lick the leftover of that kitchen. It's like so on, so on, so on. All of that is what? He said, all of that is one droplet. One droplet that they dropped on this earth. Suddenly, this earth started to boil. Imagine a droplet comes from non-existence and will be dropped on this piece of earth. That piece of earth started to boil, he said. That's what we are. We are the boiling of that water. Means, once upon a time, there was life. And there were these living creatures, all of them. And that was it. They were improving and changing and all of that, but the animals were animal. Suddenly, they dropped a water of consciousness, a water of whatchamacallit, because it's no name. The name of it is no name, without name, because its existence is non-existence as well. That magical stuff, everything is in it, but it depends who is reading it. That little droplet starts. This earth started to boil. We became the different animals because we dig deeper. We understand the pity. We understand the kindness. We understand non-existence. We are talking about it. This is a non-existence which exists in me. Yeah, that's how it works. I say it's non-existence because it doesn't have any similarity or combination with the existence. Existence is what? Existence is physical. Is atoms by atoms, galaxies to galaxies. That's what it is. This one is not like that. It doesn't have a place. Where is it? What is the teaching of Rumi? What is it? It's in the soul of the people who loved it and they're digging it and it's there and it's working. It says, it's like this. If you look at it, that droplet suddenly started this. We are that boiling stuff. Another droplet, we will boil away. Yes?
If it was permitted, I sang of non-existence. And if it was not to be told, lo, I was silent. This is the account of the bent duck, which is greed.
Well, no, hold on. Translation, this is a little difficult. First, if it was permitted, I prefer it, if it was permissible. Ravabot is permissible. If it was permissible, then I will nag about non-existence. Is nagging, nale, sort of sad singing. If it was permissible, I would cry for non-existence. And if it's not permissible, so what? Let go. I say this, and if it is not sayable, so what? I didn't say it, forget it. But at the same time, with a good sense of humor, we say it's permissible. And you know what? I'm worried about non-existence. That's what it is. Yes?
This is the account of the bent duck, which is greed. Learn of Halil that the duck ought to be killed.
Aha. Do you remember how we started? Even today I went to it, he said, you are the Khalil of the moment, so kill the bird. He said, this was the story of this first birdie, which was greed. And I explained it to you. What did I explain? That this miserable stuff should be killed. Yes?
In the duck, there is much good and evil besides this. I am afraid of missing other topics of discourse.
Uh-huh. Remember, here I have to talk about four birds, and these four birds should be killed, then we talk about the subject, right? So here I explained it. Somehow I made you feel what I'm talking about. So this is the verdict which should be killed. That doesn't mean that I told you whatever I can about this birdie. There are some other good and bad stuff about the greed, but we want to talk about these four birds. This shortened stuff was to explain to you why you should get rid of your greed. Because your greed will make you blind. You cannot read your talent. You ruin it. Because how are you going to change your greed? First of all, we said you cannot do it alone, you need someone. Then the pain is here and doing all that stuff. You said all that stuff happens if you're listening, if you want to know it. If not, you trouble the best people without changing. That's not what I say. I said you should know the consequence of bad deeds and clean up yourself. When you clean it up, suddenly you have the best material in yourself to read and concentrate on. آه چون ملک از لوح محفوظان خرد به هر سباهی درس هر روزه برد بر عدم تحریرها بین بی بنان و سوابش غیرت سوداویان هر کسی شد بر خیال ریش گاو گشته در سودای گنجی کنجکاو از خیالی گشته شخصی پرشکوه روی آورده به معدنهای کوه و از خیالی آن دیگر با جهد مر رو نهاده سوی دریا و بحر دور وان دیگر بحر ترحب در کنش وان یکی هم در حریسی سوی کش از خیال آن رهزن رسته شده.